This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Grant, he's Danny, this is The Fan, and it is time to get the latest from out in Ashburn, where the Redskins are getting set for a Monday night showdown with the Philadelphia Eagles. They've taken four of the last five over Philly after an early season loss, but they have not beaten the Eagles on Monday Night Football, despite several matchups since way back in 2007. J.P. Finley of NBC Sports Washington covers the team. He will be at the game. J.P., let's start with this kicking situation. Hopkins to injured reserve. Is he definitively out for the year, or is he out for enough games that it doesn't matter because he's coming back with a couple weeks left?
I think it's the latter. From what I understand, the injury, he may be able to come back late in the year, but I mean, as we all know, by between now and week 15, week 16, when maybe he could be back out there, so much could have happened. You know, if this kid Nick Rose comes out and is lights out, I don't think they would make that switch. It's really hard to say what will happen by week 16, week 15 in the NFL. The Skins right now are focused on Nick Rose making kicks week 7 in Philadelphia.
Jeremy Piven, Finley, I think an injury we're not talking about near enough is Jonathan Allen getting hurt and banged up. He's been really, really good, even if it's not some of the sexy counting stats, taking on double teams and doing a whole bunch productive for this Redskins defense. I thought there was a drop-off when he went out of the game and McGee and McClain kind of occupied that spot. How serious is it, and what do we know?
One of the best divas of all time, Diana Ross. The Jonathan Allen situation is big trouble, honestly. If he only misses 3 to 4 games like we've heard, then the Skins should be able to get away with that. If you kind of back up and look at the big picture on this thing, you're talking 3 or 4 games of a 16-game year. I've talked to some folks, and a Liz Frank injury to only miss 3-4 games seems like it's a pretty ambitious injury timeline. It wouldn't shock me if this thing stretches on a little further than that. Foot injuries for big men are usually troubling, and Jonathan Allen has made such an impact for this defense. If you think about, Preston Smith is off to a career start. Matt Ioannidis is playing at a level that he's never touched. Now, granted, we only have 1 year of history with Matt Ioannidis. You don't want to take anything away from either of those guys, because Preston worked very hard, Matt worked very hard this offseason, but playing with John Allen has been a tremendous part of that. And it's going to be very interesting to see what the defensive line looks like and what those guys' production looks like without John Allen for at least the next 3 games. And if you think about what those games are, at Philly, Cowboys at home, at Seattle, it's hard to really look at the rest of the schedule and see a more important stretch.
Bashaud Breeland's not actually going to be able to play on Monday night after that injury, right?
Jay Gruden says he's a quick healer, and we've seen it before. Here's what I think, Grant, is I do not think the Redskins will be without Breeland and Norman Monday night. And this is just my speculation, but knowing both of those guys and the way they try to play through injuries and kind of the culture in that locker room around injuries, I would expect one of the two of those guys to be out there. It's possible both are out, certainly, but that's just kind of a gut feeling for me.
J.P. Finley, NBC Sports Washington, covers the Redskins, does a great job doing that very thing. Can this team run the ball? Will they be capable of it? Jay Gruden has called plenty of runs, sometimes much to my chagrin. I know Grant's been ticked off too, as they get 0 and -1 yards on consecutive first down runs and the like. But outside of the Philadelphia game, no running back has averaged 4 yards apart. The running backs haven't averaged 4 yards a carry in any game except for that Rams game, is what I meant to say. They've really struggled running the football consistently.
Well, I think one thing that's hurt them is not having Rob Kelly. I think a lot of the excitement for Samaje Perine has waned. We've seen enough to kind of see where he is, and maybe he can get better, but he's not there right now. There's been games where Rob Kelly's out there, and then he gets hurt, and then they're limited in what they can do. I think a healthy Rob Kelly will help them I think there were opportunities where we saw maybe some yards left on the field this past Sunday against the 49ers. But what I would say is, you know, there are spots where should they throw a little bit more on first down just to kind of keep the offense, keep the defense on their heels? Yes. The play I would point to big time was the 3rd and 6, trying to run out the clock against the Niners. I would have loved Kirk Cousins on a boot there. Let him hold on to the ball. Let him throw it. Just trust your quarterback. But I do think running the ball more is good for this team. I think it's helping them be balanced. And I also think it's letting this defense play to their identity a little bit more. I don't think Gruden's going to get away from it, and I don't know that he should get away from it. I think having their top running back on the field healthy will help.
Josh Doctson's still not playing much, and he's performing when he's getting chances. Had an 11-yard touchdown, small window, a tough catch in traffic. Wasn't even on the field in the red zone much after that. When's that going to change?
I don't know. You know that Josh Doctson has a touchdown on 50% of his catches this year?
Weird stat,
granted, he only has 4 catches, but it's one of those things where I've personally asked Gruden, others have asked Gruden, the answer you get for why isn't Josh out there more is, it all depends on the personnel package that goes out there. So the question that begs to be asked is, well, how does he get into more personnel packages? And that's where we kind of haven't gotten an answer, and it's hard to know what's going on. I think it's become clear that Doctson gives you a chance to make plays. I know that folks really wish he would have come down with that football in Kansas City, but he can score in the red zone. He runs good routes. He can get open. I think at some point, if it's truly a personnel package thing and they want to have Ryan Grant out there in all their packages, maybe you look at Doctson going in instead of Pryor for some situations. I think he's got to be on the field more. The coaching staff says they hear that. We just haven't seen it happen.
Guy made a clutch shot against the Lakers in the NBA Finals, John Paxson Finley, with the Sharon Grant nanny. All right, defensively against Philadelphia this go-around, they're more banged up than they were obviously in week 1. What do they do to kind of counteract, A, Zach Ertz, and B, keep Carson Wentz from killing them on some of those escape plays? Because that's where they really got hurt.
Michigan quarterback that didn't tie his shoelaces, Denard Robinson. Honestly, not having Jonathan Allen is going to make the Carson Wentz situation that much harder. This team has struggled against mobile quarterbacks. You look at Carson Wentz, and you look at what Alex Smith did to them, especially late in that game. Preston Smith, Ryan Kerrigan have been doing a good job of getting to quarterbacks that are stuck kind of inside the pocket and have to pick one side or the other. But the way Wentz can get out and move is trouble for this team. The tight end has been a problem all year, and it seems like for a number of years for the Redskins. I really thought Zach Brown would help in that regard. He's helped a lot against the run, but the coverage against tight ends has been a problem. You got to think they make that a focal point this week, going back to Philly after Ertz hurt them so much last week, and that's certainly something we'll be asking Greg Minuski about later in the week.
Doubling back to that first game, and what I'm worried about, JP, it's going back to the pass rush, as we've alluded to. I mean, Philly just chewed the Redskins up. Their front's gotten a lot better in the several weeks since, but they had no answers for Fletcher Cox, Tim Jernigan, Brandon Graham, and Kirk Cousins got hit more in week 1 than I think he had at any point in his career.
Yeah, I mean, really, the offensive line was terrible in that game, and they've been on a upwards trajectory since, and I'd say pretty darn good the last few games. I think you'd like to put that game in, that won't happen again. I think the Eagles are a little bit more banged up on their D-line now. But clearly, the O-line has to play better. The offense from the front to the back, so the all offensive line, Kirk, the receiver, everybody played well. I don't see the same type of execution and effort from the Redskins offense Monday night. But certainly, I mean, if they're not prepared for that Eagles front and how physical they are and how quickly they get off the ball, then they're doing something wrong.
Defensive coordinator John Pagano Finley of the Oakland Raiders. How do we get more here from Jordan Reed? Is it just a matter of time until he gets healthier, or is he simply going to be a decoy that has to come out on running downs, as has kind of been happening here of late? He's too good to not be producing at a high enough level unless he's really limited.
It's, you know, they had the one drive early in that Niners game where I think Reed had three catches on the one drive, and it looked like, okay, Jordan's about to really get going. And then it was largely silent the rest of that game. You know, Jordan told me he's still not 100%. And if you go back a few weeks ago, he said this is the worst injury he's had, the pain. And this is a guy that played through a separated shoulder. So clearly he's still in a lot of pain. I think if you watch his blocking right now, he's not looking to engage very much in physical play, and maybe that's impacting him. I also think, though, because the outside receivers for the Redskins have been so ineffective that it's not really hurting defenses to focus on Jordan Reed a little bit more. And until they can get more out of the sidelines from the guys playing those positions and create some sort of deep threat. I know they've hit on two deep balls, but through five games, there hasn't been a lot down the field. There hasn't been a lot down the field for Kirk to try. Until the offense opens up a bit more, I don't know that you can put everything on Jordan Reed not getting open. I think this offense has got to get more from the receivers on the outside to really start playing at its peak level.
JP, thank you, buddy. Much appreciated. Check him out on NBC Sports Washington. Next, a NFL draft site change that's going to be intriguing to people in Washington, D.C. We'll tell you about that in a few moments. If you've got a call on Dusty Baker, would you bring him back? We'll take those at 800-636-1067 and our double play on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.